This is Dave.
This is Will.
This is Duncan.
This is Joanna.
Yanni here.
This is Caitlin.
And we are iPodcast Magic Missile.
Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
Ariadne, can we take Chloe home? She lives next door to me, and I think it's time for her to go home.
And I think maybe we're just calling the cops and collecting the bodies, basically.
Yeah, and getting the hell out of here.
Getting the bodies.
And yeah, get out of here.
Not going to be charged for millions and billions of murders.
Well, the rain should watch most of the evidence, right?
I would assume...
Well, I'm going to think.
The pack wants to take Morgan, not leave her for the police.
Yeah. I'll
hell no, no, we're going to take
I'll take Mara home.
We're all taking somebody home.
Yep.
Tell her I'm sorry if she wakes
Nobody
back
has
up.
To go home alone tonight.
She will. She's going to have a hell of a scar.
I know. I gave her that one.
You did.
Jazzy. You're supposed to protect me from things like this.
I'm sorry.
It's like date rape.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. So a bunch of us just advanced. What did we all take? I took light the way. Whenever your friends follow through on your commands or your lead, add one to their roll.
I'm one away for advancing, so...
Okay, so call someone on their shit and share your pain. The two growing up moves.
Yep.
You know, if you wanted to, I could follow Gabe and Mara. Mara.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So, really, I think that...
Well, I think at this point they are still deferring to you at least until they get back and
yeah.
somebody else
and
is...
Ryan, like, returns to his senses. And
yeah.
So I tell them to take Morgan home and start the
okay.
things.
So then you would actually have to go with them.
Yeah, because I don't have my car with me. It's still at the hospital, so I'm going to ride.
Actually, how are you guys getting home? There's actually only three vehicles here, and one of them is an emergency vehicle. Which you may not want to reborrow.
Isn't the pickup truck with the werewolves, isn't that?
That's two vehicles.
Gabe's truck, pickup truck. Roller Derby Girls truck.
Oh, right. No, I
yeah,
forgot
yeah.
that.
There
yeah,
are,
so
yeah.
You,
it's wet, but it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so...
I didn't hear it come over the thunder, so I totally forgot
right.
about it.
It didn't enter.
This is actually a great scene, too, because it's happening in the rain, and I think that's just appropriate for this.
Yeah. Okay, so I think you two pull Mara... into your car.
Mm-hmm.
We're pulling Mara
yeah,
into...
Yeah, you're taking Mara's corpse to your car, and while you're doing that, we see Ryan and Earl loading Morgan into the back of the pickup. And then we cut back to Chloe, I guess still kind of freaked out in the corner of the hut.
Yeah, that's basically where I'll be for a while, I guess.
Okay. What do you do, Robin?
You go up to Chloe.
I think we need to take you home.
Are you sure you don't want to take me to the police station?
Yeah,
Ariadne.
I'm sure.
Ariadne says, I thought we were going to beat Chloe up.
A lot's happened tonight.
Are you going to kill me?
No.
You probably should.
Everybody deserves a second chance, Chloe.
I killed two people. I could have killed three.
Not really.
Can you kill three?
I don't think you can kill Mara. Robin puts her arm around you and lifts you up and starts walking you to the Jeep.
Ariadne looks a little confused, but helps.
You know, it's funny. The worst thing that's going to happen to me here is that I'm going to get
arrested and sent to jail for a very long time. But Raz is gonna do worse stuff to me than that.
Chloe, who's Raz?
When I was little, I had an imaginary friend. Did you ever have one?
No.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You don't, never mind. I'm sorry. But my imaginary friend turned out to be real. And lately, he started to ask me to do stuff. Make people worship him. Ask him for favors. Even kill those people. Take Mara. And I did it. Because all I'd do to them was kill them. But he's gonna do shit to my soul. And there is nothing I can do to stop that. He is, when I die, or when he decides to send someone to kill me, I am gonna go to a fucking hell meat locker, and he is gonna torture the shit out of me for fucking ever. I am fucked. And the only thing that I can do to stop this, that I can think of, is to try to live as long as I possibly can, and I can't do that from jail. I'd fucking do anything to just get fucking out of this. I'm so wrecked forever for everything. I would give it all up if I could just get out of this one for once. God damn it, I'm fucked. Please don't take me home. You'll find me. Take me out of town somewhere. I am sharing my pain. A mere 9. But I've got a string on Robin, which I will use to make it a 10.
What are you using on me? What move is this?
Share your pain.
Ah.
Which is a growing up move I took. Because I like the look of it. The cut of its jib. If you will.
What did you get again?
A 10.
Oh.
Remove one condition from you or them, and or carry one forward to help yourself, or carry one forward to help for them to help you.
They carry one forward.
They carry one forward. So I'm going to have you carry one forward to help me, and I'm going to carry one forward to help myself, but I am still fucking terrified.
You know, we make a good team. Because I'm gonna roll Hungry Ghost. But I fail horribly.
No. Anything awful happen on a miss?
Not explicitly.
Okay.
I just look at you with sympathy, and maybe you interpret it as condescension, or maybe it just seems fake.
No. I think you hear in the back of your head Raz laughing.
Fuck you.
Worse, I think you hear it too.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. He talks to me a lot these days. You're probably fucked too, I'm sorry. This is what he wanted all along. He just wanted me to fail. He didn't want all those people. He just wanted me to owe him everything.
It doesn't have to be like this, you know.
What do you mean?
Don't do it.
Don't be in debt to a horrifying demonic entity with which I cannot possibly contend? What? You know what? He told me to kill 5 more people. Are you telling me that I should kill you 3 and then find 2 more schmucks?
No, that's not what don't do it means.
Well, then what the fuck do you want me to do?
I don't know.
Be creative. You're thinking someone is just gonna drop down out of the sky and fucking swoop me up and save me from this shit?
Maybe. Look, if Raz exists, what else is out there? I don't even know.
Fine. Fine. Other entities that exist, I'm sure. Fucking save me from Raz. I'll give you, like, fucking anything. I don't even care anymore.
I think you don't get a response right now. Maybe it's because Raz is still too strong in your area. Or maybe it's because your call is too general. Or, you know, who knows?
Thanks.
Look, Chloe, I know there's been a lot of shit between us lately. For a while now. But you need to start respecting yourself. And think of yourself.
You think that I haven't been thinking about myself.
I don't think you have any respect for yourself.
You've been saying that, you know, I do a lot about thinking about myself. In fact, I hear you called me out on my shit on that.
I think you want other people to think about you.
Well, I think about myself quite a bit. Like right now. Like I'm fucked. You know what?
It's not thinking about Raz.
I'll be honest right now. If there were 5 people in this car right now, I would take that fucking wheel from you and just turn us into that fucking lane of traffic and kill us all, and maybe I could get out of it if I did
that. Well, actually, the car hasn't started yet.
Mm-hmm.
But there are 5 people because Lily had managed to get the guy on the gurney into the back seat. So, like, the 5 of you have...
Okay, I was dead.
No. He crawled away and then passed out.
Can we have this on the highway instead?
Sure, we can recon.
Yeah, I think this conversation has been long enough. It's
sure. I just didn't get a good chance to like put that in because you guys were talking and I'm describing where you were walking.
Yeah. We're sort of in the car and on the highway right now. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm gonna take the wheel.
Okay. So seized by force.
You just lash out physically. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
You know what?
You have
this would be the time to have some other entity intervene.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's just not interesting to just kill half the cast.
Whoa.
Do you want to die?
Before.
No. I mean, if you're okay with dying right now, I'm okay with it too. But.
Look, my main decision was whether or not to use sympathy as my weapon and forgive Chloe, and take a string on her.
You know, no, I. Why not? There's another interested entity in the area. Maybe
Ooh.
I was thinking more of the Hiver.
Yeah. Yes.
You know. You said you'd do anything.
I did.
Well, I think the Hiver just wants you to do everything.
So maybe it's you're reaching for the wheel.
And I think you just have a new goal, which is, like, a spot in the hills out behind the burnt-out old house.
Would you take me there?
Maybe you don't even have to tell them exactly where you're taking them. Like, no. I don't want to go home. Take me.
Yeah.
Take me up onto this road and that road. Oh, they're actually... I think, if I remember right, you could get to the house by driving past your place.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, you could just be like, keep going. And then...
Okay.
When you tell Lily to turn here, I think what might be the next interesting spot, because you know exactly where here is, which is the road going up...
to the haunted house.
Yeah.
To the formerly haunted house.
Yeah.
Which is now a smoldering ruin.
Now it's the ghost of a haunted house.
Oh, shit. There are ghosts of ghosts in there.
So, yeah, Lily follows her instructions. What do you do? You definitely recognize this place.
Why are you taking us here, Chloe?
I don't want to be at home now. I want to be with family and friends.
I don't think this is better.
It could be. You could come with me. It's safe.
I can't go with you here.
I'm sorry to hear that. We sort of pull up. I hop out. Goodbye, Robin.
Goodbye, Chloe.
I think, actually, at this point, Lily is also blank-eyed and just hops out.
With me?
Yeah, and, like, doesn't answer when Robin or Ariadne ask what you guys are doing. And Ariadne looks over at you and asks,
"We need to leave. Now."
Oh, but what about Lily and Chloe, who are walking off, like, into the hills?
I don't think there's anything we can do for them anymore.
Okay. She kind of looks over at the guy bleeding in the back seat. What are we going to do with this guy?
Take him back to the hospital.
And she climbs up into the front and pulls out. Chloe and Lily walked off and, like, drove to the house and walked off into the hills. Though Chloe is definitely more in possession of her own facilities than Lily is.
Fair enough.
So let's cut back over to the two monsters and a corpse. Where are you going?
Back to Mara's house.
Okay.
We're going to run the scene over again, but without the dog suit.
Okay.
And with me there.
Well, and with you there.
Yeah, that'll be way more awkward.
Yeah, I'm here.
Make sure nothing happened.
Horrible.
So are you opening the door for them, or both carrying her in, or what's the modus operandi here?
Well, I'm sure Gabe is probably carrying her.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, so maybe you grab the door.
Yeah.
I've got a wrap. My dad's always prepared. We have tarps, you know, for, like, laying out deer to clean them and stuff like that. So we've, to keep the blood off the back seat, I've wrapped her in a tarp and so I'm just sort of carrying her in that way so we don't drip blood all over the floor.
Okay. So, yeah, you open the front door, and I've forgotten what your mom's name is. Mom's name is...
I know I had a last name, but I don't know if I ever mentioned it.
Yeah.
You may have, but honestly, these are the things that get retconned anyway. Yeah. I need something to call her, and I would not call her Mara's mom.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's fine. You just come up with another one at this point, because...
Go for alliterative and have Mara Martinez.
Okay, let's go with that. Martinez.
Okay. When you open the door, Miss Martinez is there.
Mrs. Martinez.
Mrs. Martinez, I'm...
Oh. Oh my god.
I'm so sorry.
Brink. Is that...
It is. You've got to know, right? I mean...
Bring her down to the basement. Follow me.
Okay.
follow.
I kind of slay her. I kind of get her like this. And then I can get down the basement stairs.
They grab a little butt there.
I think... I think she
already
has...
She already did that last scene.
some sort of, like, witch's laboratory sort of thingy. Downstairs.
Witch's lab.
Yeah.
She's a scientific witch.
Yeah, sure.
Like Willow.
Science witch.
Yeah.
She's just sharp instead of weird.
She'll be okay, right? She was okay last time. And then the time before that.
Wait, she seems a little surprised.
I mean,
I think so.
Her mom, well, you have to know, right? I mean, it's
a
miracle.
Brought her back when she, the first time, but I didn't realize.
With all due respect, Mrs. Martinez, only God can raise people from the dead.
Oh,
this is a miracle.
No. No, and she like goes over to a bookshelf and like pulls out a book, and while she is doing that, a different book catches your eye, a green volume that you may have had a vision of before.
Oh, Mrs. Martinez, but, that book there on the shelf, what is that?
She kind of looks over, but it is a bookshelf, so there's tons of books on there.
And
you're holding a body, so it's kind of hard to point.
Yeah.
I'll talk to her about it afterwards.
But yeah, she like starts setting up some sort of magic circle thing and trying to repeat the process that she did the first time.
Came back on her own last time. Right?
I don't know about that. This is... I brought her back. Maybe...
This is... This is wrong, but do what you have to do. And I put her down, gently. And unroll the tarp.
So...
I'm sure her clothes are completely soaked full of her blood at this point. Unless she doesn't bleed like a normal person.
Vampires can get boners.
I don't recall that being established in the fiction. I do recall it was a little different, maybe, but...
I think I bleed a little less. I have really low blood pressure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she is actually still pretty bloody, though, because she did bite...
A bunch of people.
A couple other people.
Yeah, so it's all, like, down the front of her.
Yeah, and... that probably is actually more surprising
than... A leak more than spurt.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But you are covered in two or three other people's blood.
And I step back and I put my arm around Chassie and it's like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. She's going to fix this.
Yeah. Chassie is extraordinarily upset and guilty because Morgan is dead and she killed Mara again. So Chassie is wavering right around absolute tears and hysterics and petting Mara until she wakes up.
Do you think you need to hold steady?
I think so, yes. So that is a 5.
Tell me a quick story about Silver.
A quick story about Silver.
Yeah.
Okay.
I seem to recall you saying that you didn't like it, but I don't recall
if it was like.
She just
really
didn't
bad.
Like it.
I just don't like it.
It's not.
I don't think that it was that.
Because I remember you saying something about, like, Silver and, like, dining Silver being not possible.
Yeah.
Because you were poor.
Because you're poor.
I kind of like her just making excuses. Like, it's actually really bad for her, but I like her making excuses about why she doesn't have it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think...
It's not stylish. And
I think
not frugal.
Not just the horrid sight of Mara covered in blood, but also the fact that there are a lot of, like...
Oh, witches love silver.
Yeah, there is a lot of silver shit, and, like, you are having a really hard time not changing and or fleeing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, when she pulls out a silver chalice to, like, start doing some crazy shit in.
I think Gabe has a clue at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And he sort of, like, grabs her other shoulder, and he kind of pulls her in and kind of, like, tucks her head into his chest.
Yeah.
And says, get a hold of yourself. It's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay.
Chassie just sobs quietly into his shirt and makes this sort of little puppy whining sound.
Into her shirt.
Into
Gabe's
shirt.
Which is your shirt.
Which is my shirt.
Sure, I'm wearing my own pants now, but I'll wear your shirt.
Smells like myself.
I say, Chassie, you were amazing before. I believe in you. And I think that's making somebody feel beautiful.
Yeah.
Aww.
Okay. Aww. I know, isn't this great?
No.
Oh, except he
bro.
Except he fails. Bro,
I'm
you're,
just not very
just
good at
so
this.
So awesome, and you can, like, binge, like, 250. It's so fucking cool.
That is really cool.
And I just, like, kill people, and there's so much silver in here. And I'm just a monster, and all
you
I ever do
so
is
so beautiful,
kill
reflected in all of this silver.
I think it's just Gabe being awkward and not being very good at this.
Yeah.
So, back to you. How long does it normally take to...
Couple hours.
Couple hours. So... I think you feel something pulling at you. And... I don't know, what do you do? Like, from...
Quit it.
So you're gonna resist?
Well, I don't really know what it is yet. I'm kind of, like, in my dream state, wandery.
Would you maybe want to gaze into the abyss?
Oh, yeah.
I think being dead is a good time for that move.
Always a good time for that move.
And that is a 9...
Not very dark.
Nope. Yeah. I'm the opposite of dark.
Because you're a cheerleader.
Yep.
All this macabre stuff is gross.
So,
pick one.
I guess the visions are confusing and alarming.
So, I think... How well do you remember the first time your mom brought you back?
At first I didn't remember it at all, but after the second time I died, it's come back. I've started to realize that, like, I've had dreams and stuff, and, like, little flashbacks, and I've started to realize that those were actually memories. So I actually have a pretty good handle on what that was.
So, I think this time... you feel something. Tell me what it was like.
It was like being. It was really dark.
Mm-hmm.
And very quiet. And so it was like walking around in the dark, not unpleasant. But just like I was away from. Things and then I walked back and I found myself. It was almost like physically having to locate myself. What happened is that it was like my mother had come in, and what she had done was actually like almost as if she had physically grabbed that thing, part of me that was walking around, and taken me back. Whereas before I had been like walking around in this.
So I think this time you see your mother off in the distance, kind of everything is still dark, and you feel a pull kind of like last time, but coming from a different direction. And I'm gonna cut there back to real life or fantasy, whatever you want to call it.
IRL.
Yeah. So, what? Miss Martinez is muttering and seems to be frustrated.
What's wrong?
It's not. She's not coming back. I'm.
Okay, I run over to the body, and I sort of, I hold Mara's head in my hands, and I say, Mara, you have to come back. You have to come back. I don't know what I'm going to do without you. I can't live without you, Mara. Please, I never would have let this happen. Mara, I love you. And then, as my tears fall on her face, we're going to try this again.
Okay. Oh, it's so sweet. Norris, be this time.
Please.
Oh. Can't make a roll to save her life.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I've made this pun before.
Well, I'd like to think that, like...
I've got plus one to use that pun now.
Do you have any conditions?
That, like, I'm like,
dead
walking around...
As shit.
And, like, there's... I'd like to see that, like, I see some random object, like, maybe, like, a sack of potatoes or something, and I just see, like, Gabe, like, shaking it. I love you! Come back! Can't live without you! And I'm like, fuck?
See, he really likes potatoes.
So, does anything happen on a miss there, or is that,
No, I just fail.
I think...
Hold on a second. Okay. Somebody get me some new dice, please. I am done with these.
Don't put those in Will's drink.
I'm tempted.
What are you doing?
At this point, I am probably still over by the stairs, kind of sitting on them.
Okay.
Sort of curled up against the wall, watching everything all tear-streaked and overwhelmed, and trying to think about what I could do. I can't really think about very much about what I can do because there's so much silver in this room and Mara's not coming back and Gabe's all interface and I don't know. I don't know.
Alright. So, back in the dead zone, I think, where would you go? Would you go towards the thing that's pulling at you, or towards what looks like your mom?
Well,
or towards, like, the
sack of potatoes.
Yeah, the potatoes that are getting beat up by Gabe.
Love.
I think.
Love by Gabe.
I think I'm gonna go towards Gabe, not because, like, you know, Gabe is holding my, cradling my body and being like, I can't live without you, Mara, but because I'm really fucking confused. So I'm just gonna go and check that out for a moment.
Okay. So I think...
Just get inside those potatoes and you can be awake again.
Yeah, no, the potatoes are not her body. As you ignore... both of the things that are kind of pulling at you and go off towards random other shit, I think it kind of occurs to you that what looks like your mom actually feels... because you actually were possessed by the Hiver at one point, and it's trying to disguise itself, but you have enough time reflection to realize that that's not really your mom. It's looks like light, which is wrong, and it kind of looks like your mom, but it looks like an idealized version of your mom, not what your
not
mom
like
actually...
Not like my drunk...
Yeah. Well, she's not always drunk. She's,
but I mean, like, not... Yeah. I know what my mom looks like. I know that she's been through crap.
Like she looks like the 5-year-old you's version of your
right.
mom. And the illusion is too perfect.
Yeah.
And... I think you feel like the other pull is probably the right way to go.
Right.
And then I think we're going to just cut to maybe half an hour later, which turns out to actually be enough time because... Yeah, whatever. Her mom is actually getting it to work. She was just fighting the Hiver and... eventually, Mara wakes,
and I think I'm sort of like sitting next to you, sort of curled up on in my own fetal position on the steps.
Which is the point at which I finally go towards the pool because Gabe is no longer doing anything interesting.
God, he really loves those potatoes. Like,
that's the Hiver
so
too.
Much poetry.
Hiver trying to confuse you. I'm not good at this.
So. Just half an hour of poetry.
Love poetry.
So, yeah. Mara
Mara.
You,
please. Mara, you're you okay?
She is...
Are you back? Are you here? Oh, thank God.
I think the blood is actually steaming from where her gunshot wound is, like, knitting itself back together.
Yeah. Chessie, look! She's okay. It's a miracle.
And actually, what Chessie does is she goes and she runs and hugs you, despite the silver, because she's so relieved that you came back and that she didn't actually kill you. So, that's what happens. And so she gives you, like, this aggressive, violent wolf dog girl hug. I'm so happy I killed you. I'm so glad you're back.
Why are we in my basement?
Because we had to bring you back because I had to shoot you because you turned into a monster again and you tried to eat everybody and then I shot you and Gabe carried you back here and your mom has a lot of silver.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me you died again.
Oh, it was just the one time.
And you made it back yourself?
Yeah. I didn't want you to worry, you know, because experiment.
So it wasn't you. It was God then that brought her back.
No! I walked my ass back. God? What was with the potatoes? Gabe?
Potatoes?
Yeah.
What potatoes?
Never mind. Okay.
And you notice your face is wet where I was crying on it.
Aww. And that should probably also steamed off.
Okay, fair enough. There's salty tracks on her.
He did cry on you. Like, not in a weird way. Not really. I would have cried on you, except for all the silver, and I'm backing back towards the door at this point.
Where's Chloe?
She...
Well,
where's Robin? Actually,
Robin
is more important.
Chloe
let's
home.
Start with Robin took Chloe home.
Yeah.
You sure we want that to happen?
Well,
Robin can take care of herself.
And Chloe was pretty much like catatonic in a corner, so you know.
I think she's finally lost it. I don't know what's wrong with that girl.
Yeah, and you did bite her, so maybe she's passed out from blood loss.
And then gonna like take some other people hostage and gonna shank and kill and we let Robin be alone with Chloe?
Well, yeah, we...
I pull out my phone and I text Robin. Hey, Robin. Is Chloe okay? Are you okay? Is Chloe okay?
Nobody's okay.
What do you mean?
Chloe's gone to be with the Hiver.
Are you serious? We've got... I hate to say this, but we have to save her.
Oh, really?
Maybe not, but we have to defeat that thing before it takes the whole town. And I found that book I was telling you about, but I'm going to need your help. You're smarter than I am.
Okay.
Can you meet us at Mara's house?
Okay.
Can people please stop inviting themselves over to my house?
That's really rude.
Yeah.
Look, can you just imagine if someone was doing that? That'd be really rude if someone was doing that to someone's house.
Sorry, we had that trauma.
And then I walk over and I pull the green book off of the shelf. And I say to Mrs. Martinez, do you mind if we borrow this for a little while? It's really important.
She kind of looks over at you.
We should encourage Gabe trying to improve his literacy.
Okay.
Do you know anything about this book?
Sure. It's like mythology of hive minds on the East Coast.
Because there's one of these things in town, and we have to figure out how to stop it. It's what's been making everyone disappear.
Okay. Can you read Latin?
No, but I think Robin can. And if he can translate parts of it, we can use the right... You have a whole magic library here, right?
What are you doing, Robin? Are you going to hoof it over there, or...
Had I gotten him yet?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, if you wanted to have...
Yeah.
We've had a fairly long scene here, so...
Your car has returned to you. One of those days you got it back.
So I guess... Adriana... Well, I guess you guys dropped off the nigh-dead guy at the hospital.
Just kicked him out the side of the car.
We just leave him on the step out in front of the emergency room.
I think by this point most of the hubbub has died down, so you're able to peel out without getting accosted too bad. And
I'll give you an XP if you help me.
Okay.
Not you.
and so maybe he gets Gabe's call just as you're getting close back to your house. Or a text. It was a text, right?
It was text.
Can I ask you for one more favor tonight, and then you can go home and go to sleep?
Okay. What's that?
Can you drop me off at Mara's house?
Are you going to beat somebody else up and then not actually beat them up, or what?
You know how a bunch of people have been missing from school?
Yeah.
Well, Gabe thinks he knows why.
Okay. And
he needs me to read Latin for him.
Alright, I mean, reading Latin doesn't actually sound particularly exciting, but I thought we were going to go and have a fight and not just, like, shoot. I thought we were saving Mara, not shooting her. I don't know. Yeah, no, it's fine. I don't...
Trust
this me. This is Lily's car. What am I going to do with Lily's car?
Well, on the off chance we succeed, we might save Lily.
Alright, well then I'm coming with you.
Excellent. Okay. So now we have, between her mom, 1, 2, 3, 4 additional people. 2, 3, 5 people assisting me?
Who can read Latin among those?
Well, Robin is doing the translating, yeah. Right? And then we're cross-referencing with all the other magical books.
Okay.
Can we have a hitting the books montage?
Sure.
I can't fail this role.
Hooray!
Huzzah!
Why would you say that? About to happen.
I've got some other dice.
No, I mean, I mechanically cannot fail this role.
That's what you think. It's going to be like a 0 in there somewhere.
Nope.
That is a 16.
You know, it's social security number, it's mother's maiden name, it's favorite kind of cat picture.
He really likes the invisible bicycle.
So, I'm actually planning on having you guys mostly tell me about the Hiver, but I do have 3 pictures which are in the book but are all of spurious provenance. They are drawings, not photographs. They are drawings, maybe secondhand even. Where's Monster Hearts?
I really like door number 2.
Yeah.
That thing's just awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that and then I was like,
For legal purposes, I will put a thumbnail of that in the thing when we put this up.
But that's just to like get your little imaginations turning.
I get 2 things.
2 things.
One is it has a secret weakness. That's a condition that we can take advantage of.
Okay.
And then the other thing is I'm going to ask a question. And that the MC has to answer truthfully, but we can make up some other detail. So I was sort of thinking, like, we need a secret weakness, and then I want to know how either to protect ourselves from it or to snap other people out of it as the question, or some combination of the two.
You have to have a distracted mind.
So obviously you just gotta get high before you go fight it.
Or have some kind of song like stuck in your head. Like Slap Chop!
It's almost a little too ridiculous.
It's a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't.
Do
we have other ideas? You could have to focus on something really,
to be honest with you,
depressing from your child.
I kind of like tinfoil hats for like protecting ourselves from it.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's use a different material.
How about silver?
Yep.
No!
Silver hats.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Chads would be taking over.
Or basically, like anything metal around the head or something like that. Like,
And I actually very early on thought of tinfoil hats and then like dismissed it. But I was thinking, though, you know, like, what if tinfoil hats actually are useful, but they don't protect you from what they you think they protect you? It's not the FBI. It's the crazy monster in the hills.
It's the monster in the hills.
Disguising itself as the FBI.
Yeah.
Man, it is the FBI. It's got people on the inside.
That's not a bad idea, because then it means that, like, if it's any metal around your head that blocks its thing, then that's a way to snap people out of it, is to just don't cram something metal over their head for a second, like a bucket or a colander or something.
Yeah.
And then you can wrap them down, then you can wrap their head in tinfoil. I mean,
right.
They're good.
Stockpots, yes.
Yeah. So
and
this gives us a way to fight it.
Maybe you guys are gonna be running off into the hills with like metal colanders on your head.
Yeah.
Well, I think actually, so here's the, I have a plan for this.
Tinfoil hats aren't actually that sturdy.
No, yeah. But under a football helmet they'll stay in place. Because that's the thing that's going to happen, too. Because I'm bringing my gang.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Line your helmets with tinfoil. Trust me.
No, I've... So, and then we should also bring, like, anything any, you know, we can find. Tin buckets or, you know, like, colanders, pots, pans.
Will I have a chance to raid my family's arsenal?
Yes.
I don't see why not.
That's the thing you really need to do.
Yeah.
The other thing is, we need to figure out what its secret weakness is, because that's just the how to protect ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the answer to the first question, but I get two. So the second is, what is its secret weakness? And I don't know enough mythology to speak to this.
Is it a physical entity?
I don't know.
Or is it ethereal? Is it the stuff of magic rather than the stuff of physicality? Could you swing a sword at it?
Yeah.
It could always be like cold iron or something like that if it's sort of a fey creature.
Mm. Yeah.
Get my poker from the fireplace.
If it's if it's controlling people, it could well be a fey, or at least a fey origin.
Mm-hmm. Again, I don't really have anything defined.
It almost looks like a spriggan.
Mm. Yeah, but I don't want to. Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Like, I sort of see it as being very much a sort of earthy organic creature too. Sort of part termite mound, part fungus, part something else.
Yeah, I was definitely thinking less of like the vertebrate order.
Yeah.
But again, I was trying really hard not to think too hard. So
I mean,
kill it with fire.
Strong. That's also reasonable.
That for
true.
Yeah,
especially if it's something that's sort of woody and earthy and fungusy.
Mm-hmm.
And they are thought to generally live in caves.
Mm-hmm.
They are not, and they're also not very mobile.
They don't move quick.
No, people come to them and are tools. Or food when they cease to be tools.
Oh, I see.
It's more like a mound than...
Yeah.
Ah, that's perfect. Yeah, that's why it needs people to be its arms and legs for it.
And... Yeah.
What?
I just thought of something else, but I'm not going to tell you yet.
Okay.
Surprises.
Well, then I am
going to tell myself a surprise.
So, I think the next thing that we would do is I would start the phone tree, telling everyone to meet me at the field.
Okay.
Meet me on the practice field, and I'd head off to Walmart with whoever would come with me to pick up pots, pans, colanders, tinfoil.
Road flares.
Oh, yeah, road flares. A few gas, like little gasoline or kerosene tanks. That sort of thing.
One of those long lighters.
Yeah.
Grill lighter.
Grill lighter, yeah.
Road flare works good enough, probably.
It's fun.
You can get started.
And then we all roll over to the field house. If you want to go rally your people, Chastity?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes! I give them a rousing Braveheart speech in my mind on the way over there.
Kind of want to, yeah. I was actually sort of thinking that there'd be, like, several parallel scenes here of, like, of rallying the troops.
Yeah, rally montage.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so let's, I guess, pop over to, yeah, they haven't even had a funeral for Morgan yet.
No.
Are you calling or showing up or?
I'm going there.
Okay.
Because we have to go to the arsenal.
So you're going to your dad's house?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's Carly's not actually where.
Where would the base be?
Probably somewhere nearby, but like that's not actually.
Well, wherever the gang meets up, like.
Okay. So yeah, let's say they've got a cabin in the woods, maybe an hour or two away by foot, less by car.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, I would go up there.
And I think Evan and Earl are there, and they've got Morgan on. Maybe on the living room table, for lack of a better place.
Yeah.
And they stop talking when you come in.
How are you doing, Brian?
As good as can be expected, I guess. Better than Morgan. Or your friend. Weren't we out to save her?
We were out to save her. But she... You know how we are. She's a different kind of thing. But she has some abilities. So she's actually alright.
Then why did we need to save her?
Because we're going to stop her from turning into what you guys saw. Because we didn't want a bunch of other people to get killed. Because enough people get killed already. And trust me, I don't like it any better than you killing anybody.
It's true. Okay.
So, if you will, in the footsteps of that, we have figured something out about a bunch of people that have gone missing, and they are probably dead. So, I hate to do this again to you, and if you don't want to do it, that's fine. But I really wish you would come with me, because there is a monster in the hills that we have to kill with fire, and it is going to continue killing everybody in this town until it cannot kill them anymore. So, I hate to leave Morgan like this, but...
Well, I don't see us. We have a lot of choice, then.
Not really. So, what we need to do is get metal hats and fire.
Metal hats?
Yes, we looked it up. Alright, so I have a bunch of weird friends. And one of those weird friends' moms has a book, and in the book it says that the thing can't read your mind if you have a metal hat on. I know how that sounds, but trust me on this, Ryan, and if you want, you can be in charge and I'll stand behind you. You know.
No, I think you proved yourself okay for the moment.
Well, thank you.
Well,
all right.
We may have to. The elders may have something to say at the next moot, but for now.
That's for
now. I will follow your lead.
All right. Well, then my lead says we're going to go hit the arsenal, gather up every metal hat looking thing we can, and anything else you guys think might be useful in fighting a giant mound.
A giant mound?
Look, it's hard to explain. There was a picture.
Okay, just lead on. We'll
yeah, it. We'll go. Jesse's not necessarily cut out to be the most persuasive of leaders.
Not everyone's right. Cut out to do rousing speeches and chat.
So,
no
yeah, on a football field.
Football field. I've got them all assembled up in the bleachers,
mm-hmm.
And it's like this ragged bunch of like a third of the football team and a few cheerleaders. Some people that like used to be on the cheerleading squad.
From the non-football team, the only one you've got is Mika.
Okay.
Like, a lot of people didn't show up, and a lot of people are actually missing, so...
I know.
You know.
So...
Phone tree only works so well if you're missing lots of people from it.
How'd y'all, like, forfeit in the game this last Friday?
Oh, it was awesome! Wait. What do you think? This is, I had my list out, and I hid it for myself, because I'm a jerk.
Jaime, don't get wise-ass. Because it really... I'm sure it upset you as much as it upset the rest of us.
Yeah.
How does it feel to have your friends disappear? Probably your brothers and sisters? Maybe a parent? Does that feel good?
No. What are we going to do about it, though?
I know what's doing it.
Well, let's go kick its ass.
We're going to go kick its ass. And you know what? Not only are we going to go kick its ass, we're going to go kick its ass, we're going to get our friends and family back, and I think we can, even the horrible losses we've had, I think we can win the rest of the season. I think we can win. I think we can make the playoffs. And I think
priorities.
We can win state. State. 1, 2, 3. Go Wolves.
Go Wolves.
Now everybody, get your pads on. Get your helmets. I open up the equipment room. I sort of jingle the keys. You gotta take this. What's gonna protect you from this thing? This aluminum foil here. You wrap it around real good inside your helmet before you put it on. Okay, Mika. Grab some of the girls' field hockey stuff, I guess. Everybody grab some of this. You're going to save your friends and family when you see them. They're not going to act like themselves. You're going to slam one of these on their head. When they come to you, you're going to wrap that tinfoil right around the head, okay? I need a few of you to carry these cans of gasoline and get a few more. You get these road flares.
We're not setting them on fire, are we?
No, we're not setting your friends on fire. This thing, we're going to set it on fire. We're going to watch it burn. For all the damage that it's done to us and to the team.
Are you sure you haven't gone crazy? This sounds pretty fucking ludicrous to me.
You know what sounds ludicrous? A thing that can take over the minds of half our town. That sounds ludicrous. Yep, but you know what's happening? Do you want me to have to manipulate you?
No. You are captain of the football team.
I am captain of the football team. All right, guys.
And most of the rest of the people are doing it. Yeah. So, like the few stragglers... fall into peer pressure and
now you go to peer pressure.
And then we're all like, go gold, go blue, go gold, go blue. That's where we're marching out to our cars.
So it is pretty late, and I'm actually pretty bushed. So I'm thinking, if you guys are up for doing this mostly cinematic.
Yes. I don't think there's any big roles at this point.
That kind of is going to put Will in the hot seat instead of me, since he's sort of acting as the prime operative for the Hiver.
That's fun.
I sort of see, why doesn't, can we do like a montage of what each of us in our groups is doing? Alright, who wants, like, so we've got the roller derby girls, we've got... Are you're coming with Mara?
My guess is that I was probably actually at the
I thought you might
thing.
Be. I thought you might be too. And anyone who gets
maybe Mika looks happy to see you, even though you kind of shot him down pretty hard last time.
And so I guess we all meet up maybe at the edge of the woods by the burned out house. And I sort of be like, you know, I give another like really quick rousing speech, which gives everyone plus one except me for everything that you do from here on out.
Plus one rousing speech.
Yeah.
Pretty, I'm not going to let you roll again.
Yeah.
I'm a mean MC.
Well, we could leave a last thing to the dice, but whatever. Anyways, so yeah, so narrate away, people.
So, Mr. Drawing a terrifying Hiver. I'm assuming you're dragging Ariadne along, or are you gonna get...
I think Ariadne needs a whole lot of dragging.
Yeah.
I think she's
more gung-ho about it than me.
Okay, so you're getting dragged along by her, Adney. Yeah, because she still wants to punch something. Are you guys doing anything special for, I guess, padding your roller derby helmets with tinfoil?
Not really. Just taking some of the tinfoil, shoving it inside the helmets.
Yeah. I think
and,
mostly what we've all done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then hoping.
Except.
And then hoping.
Yeah. Yeah. When we hit the arsenal, though, we come out with battle helmets and a couple of extra circlets.
I think
that's actually pretty awesome. Do you actually have helms?
I think the helms are going to be actually some old Spanish.
Ooh, yeah!
Like conquistador.
Yeah,
like that's
you've
awesome.
Got, like, four of them. So you have like one extra.
Yeah. Absolutely. Covered with flares and.
And we've all got like.
And
we've all got like. We're all armed with like. Those of us who still have a free hand, like. We have like. Baseball bats and field hockey sticks and basically anything we could raid from the field house. So I'm guessing that we go into the woods and we meet the first like waves of resistance.
Sure.
Right.
So Will, I think since you have basically Chloe has given herself over to the Hiver, you can actually sense, sort of give up control of yourself and take over anyone else that the Hiver has partially. Like, it's not the same as being you, but you can hop into somebody else for a little while or something else, because the Hiver does have a few wolves in her menagerie, or it's, I'm not sure it really has a gender. It may have both or neither, or some terrifying thing in between.
I think that I will not go in the very first wave. I'm going to lead from the rear. I think I might have the most control of anyone here.
I think actually, you know, the first clue you get is one of the firemen who didn't get freed by Gabe in his last fracas is still sort of like stationed in near the edge of the tree line and sees like five or six cars pull up to the burned out husk of the old house.
I through his eyes see that.
Yeah. Well, and the Hiver does too.
Yeah.
But I think the Hiver is actually pretty tired right now because it's lost a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where it draws its strength from is its people. I'm making this shit up as I go along.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
That's how it works. I will be yours, Hiver. I think in my head. Lend me what left you have of your strength, and I will lead your warriors to glory. We will take them all.
You...
They will merely bolster your ranks.
I think the Hiver doesn't actually speak in words.
Mm-hmm.
You get a terrifying, but also alluring image of, like, yourself... as a Hiver, like, with weird plants growing out of you, but, like, at the same time, hundreds of people as your fingers, and, like, power somehow is, like, tied into it, but it's more images than, you know...
I
you can control a million people if you join with me. And you kind of feel tendrils being... almost like strings being handed to you. Though it's more like you're handed the middle of the string than the start.
All right.
So yeah, you've got some firemen and EMTs, and most of the fresh strings are more clumsy, harder to control. Maybe stiffer would be a good word. Stiffer. Like you can control them, but
can I feel everyone? Even if I can't control everyone?
Not at the same time. You're still pretty fresh at this, so you can kind of hop around and pull a string or two, but you know, it's like having 50 monitors on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can look at them all. But not really at the same time. There's just too much stimulus, and
I feel for the person furthest out. The furthest person I can possibly touch, all the way out near the edge of the forest, like, all the way on
towards the haunt, the burned out house.
Towards the burned out house.
Okay.
I almost climb inside of them. Come and get me, Gabe! I shout the top of my lungs from that guy.
It's a guy's voice, and it's slurred, but there's a fireman at the top of the hill.
Get him! And then a bunch of my guys run up and tackle him.
I think, as you controlling him, you're able to get a few satisfying punches in before suddenly the string, like, catches fire and shrivels up. And like, I don't know if you've ever seen like plastic fishing wire that gets burnt. It like does this like weird coiling backwards shit.
Yeah.
That's what the string does when they put the cap on him.
Kill them! Because
okay,
what I've attempted to do is to lure people to our flank and outflank them so they can be dramatically fighting on all sides.
Yeah.
Sure. You guys get the fireman capped.
Yeah.
And he kind of passes out.
Boiling out of the woods all around us.
Yeah. And a couple of wolves as well.
Put helmets on them.
So
let's actually wolves.
Yeah.
Is the other, what's the other roller, Lily? Is the other roller derby's name? Girl's name?
Yeah, Lily was the one that got
is
taken over.
Is she here?
Would you be sending her into the fray early, or she's
I'll just keep her for dramatic purposes.
Yeah,
better.
I think she might not be under sway enough to really be.
Mm-hmm. I'm holding on to her for dramatic purposes.
Yeah. I see how that works.
For dinner, in case.
Whoa! Let's not put words in my mouth.
That's the hiver putting words in your mouth, except they're images.
So, does anyone else want to like do parts of this fight montage? Mara.
Yeah, what are you doing? There's all kinds of crazy people boiling out of the woods.
Well,
in the hills.
I don't have to be doing Darkest Self to be doing ghoul things, you know.
Yeah.
Like mechanically, you know, I get all sorts of bonuses for following the hungers heedlessly, but we're not doing mechanical things, so I'm just going to
heedfully follow hungers?
Yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and say it's an opportunity I rarely have.
Eat a battlefield.
I'm not eating a whole person.
Eating a little bit of each.
Sampling.
I have that ceremonial dagger I was given.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Nice.
Did you want the extra conquistador helm?
I
did. Who did
we
give that to?
That's awesome.
You get it.
Ceremonial dagger and a conquistador helmet.
And you're an undead monstrosity.
I'm an undead Latina monstrosity in a Cadiz conquistador home. I'm just all sorts of confused.
It's true.
It's awesome.
I'm picturing this and it's awesome.
I'm pretty sure if the people you're fighting had autonomous control, they would be freaking the fuck out.
So I'm also guessing that anyone who's wearing a helmet that isn't strapped on has like duct tape around their chin to keep it from coming off.
Yeah.
So that picture that as part of that.
Yeah.
Isidore helmets probably have straps.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. So I am just. It is dark. There is no pretense of humanity going on right now. I am.
You're just fighting to win, not to save people.
Well, I'm fighting to save people. I just, you know, I'm not investing my energy into
not wounding them terribly.
Yeah, I'm, and I don't have to. I'm not worrying about not being terrifying. In a usual circumstance, I would be like, oh, there are football players, there are people around. You know, no, I'm a ghoul.
Okay.
I'm a dead monster. I'm just going to do my shit.
So I think you may be freaking out some of the people on your own team.
Probably.
You move in that, like, spidery way, and, like, you're pouncing on people.
Yeah,
and
that's what I'm doing. I'm jumping from dude to dude,
and I've
stabbing,
ordered,
biting.
I've ordered, like, a couple of my guys who are, like, have particularly strong stomachs to, like, follow you around and headcap people as you knock them down and, like, keep you from just, like, because, like, if they don't snap out of it, you're just going to keep killing them.
Yeah. And so I'm just, you know, getting up into trees, jumping, you know, doing my little... and I have felt the pull of the hiver before, and I know what it feels like, and then kind of I know... I can kind of, I there's like a feeling on the, like, hair standing up on the back of my neck, and I kind of can sense that it's kind of the direction I need to go in, and so I'm kind of making my way towards that.
Okay.
And I'm not really particularly paying close attention, however, as to where I am in relation to the other people on my side.
Yeah.
So, Robin and Ariadne and maybe somebody else who I'm not going to come up with a name for. What are you guys doing?
Just running around. Probably defending some of the rest of the kind of unnatural group.
Oh, the people we've capped.
Yeah. So, once people...
disoriented, right?
Yeah,
when they get out of it.
Well,
most
of them are actually just, like, passed out for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Once people are being snapped out of it, you know, we're helping make sure that they get dragged to safety and or not, you know, attacked anymore.
Okay.
Get them out of harm's way.
I'm sure every once in a while Ariadne takes an opportunity to kneecap somebody.
Yeah.
She has a belligerent one.
All right. And over to you. I did mention the wolves.
Wolves, yes. You did mention the wolves. That's when shit gets real.
Well,
for us.
Wolf on wolf violence.
To mention something else, which is that both of the wolves look familiar.
Yeah.
One you saw just a few days ago.
Yep.
But we're unable to save. And I think this is about the point where the Hiver and Chloe spring the other surprise, which is the what did I call them?
Oh, the
Cyprians.
Or Cyprians,
yeah.
Yeah.
The Cyprians also have been working under the Hiver's auspices.
Is one of them the little wolf cub?
That you couldn't
save.
Yes,
that,
yeah, no, that
off.
Is one of the two wolves that's coming at you.
I'm sorry.
No, that's great. It's great because.
But yeah, there are some freaking centaur or not some
Supreme. Goatmen.
Yeah, goatmen.
So,
coming out of the woods now.
So, on the way over, Chassa kind of explained to Ryan and Earl how this was all going to go down, about cat putting buckets on people's heads and mm-hmm. things like that. So they understand it. And they're going to do what I say. But when... And so we kind of hang back during most of the battle. Let the football players run up there and, you know, make sure everybody's...
Get all the glory.
Yeah, exactly. Just sort of, like, hang back and wait, set somebody on fire. But then when the wolves come out, we all sort of freeze and have this moment. Yeah.
Okay.
And so when that moment happens, we all break into a run immediately. I go and I slide tackle a bucket onto one of the wolves' heads and just wrestle it until it snaps out of it. And the other ones do kind of the same. And then Ryan probably runs up and just fucking kills a goat man with whatever he has. Like a stick.
I assume you went to the armory. You probably have like guns and like magic swords.
Magic swords. So,
magical chainsaws.
Yeah, just like decapitation.
Chainsaws?
No.
Yeah.
A bolt-action rifle with a fragment of the true cross in the stock.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, and a flamethrower that shoots dragon's breath. Yeah, so...
Maybe not the flamethrower.
Yeah, maybe not the flamethrower. But yeah,
no
at
flamethrower,
that point,
no chainsaw, but mm-hmm. everything else.
Enchanted yeah. flamethrower?
Yeah. So, and then there's, like, the three of us just going absolutely... shit crazy, killing goatmen indiscriminately. We're not gonna put hats on them, no.
Okay.
They're just dead.
Whoa.
Just a swath of dead.
That's racist.
Yeah, well, sorry, goatmen.
That's okay. this is out of character knowledge, but not for Chloe, because when the connections are severed, I think the Hiver is shunting the pain of the connection being severed to you. Which kind of sucks.
Oh my.
But when the Cyprians are being killed, you didn't actually have them on strings.
Mm-hmm. They were doing their own thing.
Yeah, I think they were complicit, not controlled.
But the wolves were controlled, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But we've capped them and taped little bits of duct tape to their heads.
So the short answer is the Cyprians were grabbing the wolves because while they're men, the Hiver could take over them.
Right.
Interesting.
Oh, well, fuck them. We don't care. We're wolves. We're on kill mode now. So, sorry, goat men. Sorry. We should have had a meeting about this.
So I think the battle, you know, a couple of people get injured, but mostly it goes pretty smoothly because there's a lot more of you, and the Hivers had some setbacks and only like one real boon, as it were,
mm-hmm.
in recent memory. By loosening her helm, Mara is able to kind of figure out where the Hiver is, since she's faced it before, and is able to lead back to the caves once the waves are finished.
Mm-hmm.
Do we lose sight of her in the woods as she's going ahead of us?
Yeah, I think I don't wait
I think
for
she
anyone.
Gets,
I think
we were
just
looking around like
there.
After we defeat that wave, we're looking around like,
because then you
where's
have,
Mara?
Yeah, that's a great moment to have. Okay. Like, hooray, we're winning.
Where's Mara?
Where's Mara?
And then we cut.
Yes, you've got a flare, please. Right?
Yes, I have a flare and I have a dagger.
Okay. Well, good. Can you see in the dark?
Yeah.
Totally, or like.
As a ghoul, why not?
As a ghoul,
yeah.
I'm going to assume...
That seems thematically appropriate.
Okay, sure.
At the very least, she can sense life force.
Plus, she's got a flare.
Yeah.
I can smell...
like a snake.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, yeah, you don't have any trouble navigating the tunnels that snake into the side of the hills towards where the Hiver resides. And some of them are harder to navigate than others.
I think the closer I get, the... I had to loosen my helmet.
Yeah, and...
I start to feel it the fact that I loosened it. That starts to become...
Well, I think also as you're getting closer, you are less sure that you're entirely... Like,
yeah.
It seemed like a good idea.
And now
it seems like a great idea. And you still got the helmet, but... Oh, man. It'd be so nice just to throw it away. It keeps banging on the ceiling, and...
It's really overheated, and, you know, those racist Spaniard dicks.
And so I think we're going to cut back to the battlefield. The victory is won. Only a few people are injured, and I think aside from the three Cypriums, nobody's actually dead. But Mara is strangely absent.
Damn it. Where did she go? Where did she go? Does this always happen?
Flash cut to a shot of, in the tunnel, the helmet lying in the mud.
Nice. Chassis, can you figure out where the mouth of this cave is? Can you figure out where they went? Where they're coming from?
Well, I know where Mara went. I can smell her.
Let's follow
her. Follow her.
Come on, guys, let's go. We gotta find Mara.
Alright, so...
As a side note, can my helmet have, like, wings, like Thor wings on it?
Yes.
Oh, wait, no, it's a conquistador helmet.
It happens.
Maybe they're painted on the side.
They're painted on the side.
Like,
well, no, you could have the one helmet that's different.
You have an
ancient armory. Why can't you?
Yeah.
You could have a winged friggin' helmet if you want.
That's fine.
I see a Thor helmet.
I'm picturing Chassis, this, like, wiry, like, teenage girl.
Like
Hermes or something
like that.
Doesn't matter. He's got wings.
It's got big old
That's
wings.
The important
Doesn't
thing.
Doesn't even make sense. I'm a werewolf.
Doesn't matter.
No, it's totally be convenient when you're caving.
At least you run faster.
It makes you run faster.
Speaking of the caves, you're pretty much going to have to go single file, and I know for a fact that almost none of the rest of you can see in the dark.
Only got some fire.
Well, we got flares.
I'll light a flare and walk behind you.
All right.
You probably can see in the dark better than I can.
Yeah, I can see in the dark better, but I'm mainly smelling.
I think I've figured out what her deal is by this point.
Yeah.
So I think most of the rest of the people don't particularly want to go in the caves.
That's okay, they can stay back. Robin, you gonna come?
No, I'm gonna stay with the others and tend to the wounded.
All right, well...
Okay.
I'm guessing that what's her face comes with you, though.
Ariadne.
Well, now that you said it, it's true.
Yeah.
Ariadne. Awesome. Yeah.
So, I think... How do you feel about switching sides at the last moment?
I'd love to.
Okay. So, I think when the... I think maybe...
So, do I have a few of my trusted guys with me?
I think you've got, Amy. Jaime?
Jaime. Maybe...
And
Hunter, maybe? What, Brian? Okay.
Brian? Yeah.
And
Adriane.
Yeah. Ariadne. Ah. And then you and Chastity. And Mara, right? I feel like Mara.
We're just catching up.
Somewhere.
She's probably cleared this whole cave out. She's probably there sitting on top of the Hiver's dead, smoking body. Everything's
gonna
be perfectly fine.
Jaime is a big tank of gasoline. He's the one.
Yeah.
He's in the back and he's carrying it.
Everything is just fine. Wish I could smell over all this gas and smoke. But
actually, Chloe is sitting on the corpse of the Hiver. It almost looks like a throne, though. And... Chloe really looks like she belongs there, as in, like, it almost looks like she's part of it. There's something that might be a terrifying face kind of above, but that's probably just there to distract you or look impressive.
Knowing Chloe.
Yeah. Because obviously she set this whole thing up.
Is there a thing that's going to happen with Lily and Robin?
Well, Lily's actually in there somewhere.
Okay.
I don't really have a good idea for something terrible to happen outside with Robin. I mean,
that's fine.
I think she can tend to the wounded and help, like, keep people from taking the tinfoil off when they come around.
Mm-hmm.
She's
a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah. Totally understand. So we're gonna have the scene now?
Yeah, I think Mara and Chloe are friends again. And they're waiting for you with maybe not welcoming arms, but...
Not again.
This is Chloe. The chamber is large enough for people to sort of...
Yeah, this one is big enough, so...
It
lights up...
dramatically by firelight.
Yeah, the walls are all slick with it's all
goo.
No, okay. I was actually gonna say, like, if you've ever been in, like, some of the ancient caves that are, like, full of stalactites and stalagmites, it's got all that, like, sandstone stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there's crazy reflections everywhere, and everything looks really freaking freaky. This would be a terrible place to have a horror movie. Or a perfect place to have a horror movie. A terrible place to be in a horror movie.
Yeah.
Maybe if it had better lighting, it would be less frightening. Or, you know, there weren't scary things ready for you. What do you guys do?
What the hell do you think you're doing, Chloe?
Well, Mara and I made up. We're friends again. Don't you like that? Two girls you want to fuck? Friends? You know, if you take off that stupid helmet, maybe we both fuck you.
I have an idea. Why don't you get down off of that thing, we burn it, and we all go home?
Well, I think we can probably meet somewhere in the middle. I'll get down off of this thing, and I sort of slide off, and as I slide, I pull with me what looked like a branch, but now it looks sort of like a weird wooden... clay, kind of something somewhere between a sword and an axe, and it's just a nasty mound that I seem to be holding, and I'm pretty sure you don't want to get touched by it.
Add a little detail here: the chair or throne or whatever it is doesn't really look like it wants to let go of Chloe as she gets out, and there is a disgusting squelching, sucking sound as she stands up.
And maybe even, like, little tendrils or rootlets pull out of her skin as she's standing up.
There's maybe even, like, some longer tendrils that are still attached to flesh in places.
You know, Chloe, when I suggested you give yourself to a higher power, I meant God.
I have given myself to God. What do you think this is? What has God done for you lately? I'll tell you what God's done for me. He saved me.
Got my bat.
And then we lock weapons dramatically.
The rest
you
of
you... You notice that Mara has disappeared.
Oh, shit. Look out for Mara. She's dangerous. I've seen what she can do.
This is the plucking portion of this fight.
And then, yeah. And, you know, Gabe is pretty strong, but something is making Chloe
stronger than she should be.
Yeah.
Much definitely, stronger. Definitely.
While I've got her distracted, get the gasoline on that thing.
Mm-hmm. I grab Chassis from behind.
Mm-hmm.
I look her neck, and as I do that, I pull off
her helmet.
Her helmet.
Oh.
Yeah, resisting seems like it's a terrible idea all of a sudden.
Hmm.
In fact.
Plus Mara's doing it, and you're best friends. You're meat buddies.
We are meat buddies.
We are best friends.
Well, I'll let you think on that for a second. I'm going to hop over to... God, I can never say Jamie's name.
Jaime.
He's getting ready to douse the throne in gas when Lily reappears and, like,
puts herself in the way, and he doesn't seem too inclined.
She gets doused in gas.
No, he won't
yeah,
throw
he doesn't.
He's not gonna lift, yeah, he's not gonna burn her. God damn it.
Just give in, Gabe.
I will not
give in! I drop my weapon.
All right. Well, let's
Mara
actually pause.
Actually,
yeah, pause.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you figured out what you're gonna do?
Yeah.
I think that what happens, because for wasn't it just for a second that the Hiver, when we originally found like the cops there, and I like tried to touch it, that the Hiver kind of half
like
took me over.
Yeah, it tried to take you, and then
it hopped to her,
and
yeah,
then she gave an offer it couldn't refuse, and then was like, "Ha ha, tricked you."
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So, when I feel her sort of try to rip my helmet off, I feel that same feeling, and I know it's the Hiver. And I know that somewhere deep down I don't really want to be the Hiver, but my brain cuts out, and it just goes, no, and then I turn to a wolf.
Okay.
And then I Hulk out of my hat, and, well, wolf out
of
my
hat. So I think we have another
cinematic
fight between Mara and Chastity.
But a helmet rolls near Gabe.
Yeah, I think Chassie's helmet does.
It does.
Land, like, bump dramatically against Chloe's foot as Gabe stands ready to throw the finishing blow.
I look down at the helmet, I look back at Chloe, and I say, I'm the chosen one. I kill monsters. You chose this, Chloe.
even with the helmets on, you feel like a terrible headache, like for a split second, and I think you have a moment where you realize what's happened, as the Hiver, who's invested heavily in Chloe, screams out wordlessly in pain. Also, you're being nommed on by a werewolf. So.
I sort of see this as also being like one of those fights where like one will punch the other into a wall,
yeah,
and like dust will come down.
I think there's like stalactites falling.
Yeah.
We are getting
backflips into Underworld episode 2.
There's a raging battle going on.
Jaime grabs Lily and just like shoves her out of the way while she's distracted, and like starts pouring gas on the huge mound of like fungus.
Everybody get out of here. Get Chassie, just try to get her out of here.
So,
I've still got the last little burning of the sputtering of the flare.
I got a ceremonial dagger.
Yeah. Are you stabbing Chassie with it, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm gonna try and stab. We go for a stabby McStab.
Alright.
So,
well.
do you guys want to actually use dice, or do you want to just narrate this?
Just narrate.
It's fine.
So
she finally threw me into a wall, and I'm.
And. I am just kind of like blindly. Because the scream is so all encompassing. And so I get her in the heroin incapacitation area.
And it's at this point that the Hiver goes up in flames.
And
it's still alive. It's just starting to burn. So this is all backlit now by burning gasoline.
Yeah.
Because it's more awesome.
And I pin you to the wall.
And then...
That was epic.
A hand comes around and grabs you on the shoulder and spins you around. And then... Gabe kisses you.
And love conquers all.
And then... snaps your neck. But pull the knife out. Alright, we gotta get out of here. And then
the, wind is billowing in to feed the flames.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I sort of sling Mara over my shoulder.
Twice in the same day.
But at least Chassie didn't have to kill her this time.
It's true. It's true. And
the hiver is a lot bigger than just the little protrusion above the land. And you can feel the cavern shaking.
Uh-oh.
As you guys run out. And it's not like diving out with explosion coming out behind you, but there... There are definitely rocks falling behind you as you get out of there.
But everyone does not die.
Nope. Lily might not have made it out because no one thought to grab her.
Well, Jaime probably grabbed. No. Oh,
no. He got out when he said get out. But she was still all confused by being recently possessed and then dispossessed.
Did she like try to hug the mound?
But my friends are alive mostly, and that's what's important.
Yeah, there's
your friends are not.
Let's see.
Chloe.
The only people that have died today are Mara.
Mara.
The EMT, Mara, and Lily.
And some goat men.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't care about them.
And Chloe.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not forget
Chloe. That's a fucking epic death.
Yeah.
And I think that's when I think we all get out of the thing, and we're all, like, sort of looking around and...
Scorched.
And credits roll.
The whole cave system sort of sinks.
Yeah.
Then again, maybe
the end.
After the credits,
question mark.
You see Lily's hand in the rubble, holding a piece of the hiver.
Why not? Well, that was Monster Hearts.
Yay!
Yay!
Thank you guys for playing.
Can I have one little after all the credits?
Yes, do it.
2-minute thing. So, Chassie never had a significant other during this campaign.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay, because her significant other is one of the weremen, the one that she saved by slide tackling him, and that's how they fell in love. So they have one date a month when he becomes a person, and she slowly tries to train him to be the best boyfriend ever.
I've got this great image of Chassie nice.
And a wolf
at like a bistro. There's
right.
some wine on the table. There's
just
little paws up on the table.
Yeah, they're sharing a plate of spaghetti.
And that's right. And he like tries to eat off her plate, and she taps him on the nose, and then she like puts one on his nose. Best boyfriend ever. Jump!
Awesome.
Yay! Yay.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. iPodcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.